Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump has bumped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from 25% to 50%. That move already drawing criticism from Canada and the European Union. Prices could go up here in the U.S. on big ticket items and smaller grocery items packaged in cans. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House says no trade deals have been finalized between the U.S. and other countries, and the deadline coming to an agreement is just over a month away.
The administration continues to negotiate trade deals, and they're saying to trade partners all around the world, give us your best offer. We are 35 days out from the end of that 90-day pause. And the president told me himself, at the end of that, if trade deals are not reached with those countries, the tariffs will go into effect.
Severe storms continue in the nation's midsection and smoke from Canada wildfires dipping further south into U.S. states. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, tariff pressures weighing on the Dow. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Finally, there may be a solution to the coal piles on prime waterfront real estate in downtown Green Bay. A joint statement from C. Rice, the coal owner, and Brown County issued yesterday says the entities have reached a tentative agreement. The deal comes just in time as the state of Wisconsin had placed a deadline of Tuesday evening for the parties to reach an agreement or risk losing a state grant of $15 million to expand port operations in the area. That's almost half of the $33 million already raised to redevelop the area. Although details of the agreement have not been released, negotiations for relocating the coal piles have included the former Pulliam Power Plant site and other locations in Brown County. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach told reporters that the state knows an agreement is near.
It's now just getting it onto paper and ultimately formally signed.
Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich told reporters the negotiations, years in the making, have taken a lot of effort by the city, Brown County, and C. Rice.
Really, really appreciate the fact that everybody recognizes the opportunity that's in front of us and is seizing it.
The coal piles have been on that riverfront property in the area now known as the Shipyard District for 125 years. Multiple studies have shown that that area could support $150 million in redevelopment. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will vote on this agreement in a special meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. A 46-year-old man died in a motorcycle crash in Waupaca County Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff's officials say the motorcyclist was on County Highway E in the township of Waupaca, entered the ditch, and crashed into several trees on Casey Road. That crash remains under investigation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers lose to the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, top of the ninth, the Brewers down 4-2. It looked like Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had just hit a two-run homer to center field to tie up the game on the Reds FanDuel Network.
Center field, Friedel. At the wall! He made the catch, and the Reds win!
Jake Bowers asked if he thought he'd hit that ball hard enough to get it out of the park.
I got it a touch off the end. I knew it was going to be close. And then once I saw it coming down, I knew that was probably a wrap.
So the Brewers' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. They finish the series today. NFL at the OTAs. The Packers drafted running back Marshawn Lloyd in the third round last year, but he's been limited again, this time with a hamstring injury.
We have a feel for what he is certainly capable. I mean, we've seen enough. He's an explosive player, but he's got to prove it over the course of time.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days, 54 tonight. Partly cloudy, 80 are high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy David Pepper, the former chair of the Democratic Party in Ohio, 2015 to 2021, an attorney, author of many books, including Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American, previously to Laboratories of Autocracy, 2021. He's an adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law. And his column, Pepperspectives, is available on Substack.com. DavidPepper.substack.com is the website. I subscribe to it. You should, too. It's free, and it's remarkable. David really does some deep thinking and shares some fascinating stories. David, welcome back to the program. The recent article that you published, it was titled Doge Reality Check. It was always about the data. It was just downright shocking. Because of the detail that you went into. And I'm wondering if you could just run through this with us. I wanted to share it with our listeners, but I wanted it to come right from the horse's mouth.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I tried to do two things. One was, and I think people figured this out, but early on I had a data science and security person reach out to me within a few days of Doge and saying, people are missing this. This is all about access to massive reams of data the federal government houses. And I wrote about him, just quoting him. And everything he said pretty much happened over the coming months. And so, you know, as Musk, quote unquote, leaves, the worry is if you thought this was always about efficiency, then it seemed like a failure. But if the goal really was access to mass amounts of data, He sort of, in theory, is leaving, mission accomplished. And so I tried to walk through all the different places, and these all would come up at the time. But, you know, everything from Treasury data, Social Security data, IRS data, Homeland Security data, student loan information, on and on and on. They really did have access to that. There were multiple moments where there were clearly security breaches, irregularities, all of a sudden going way beyond read-only. So we don't know where this data went. It certainly didn't. They were putting things on their website that weren't secure. They released information from classified parts of the government that they shouldn't have. So I do think it was, you know, we're not going to know right now, but I do think this was 100-plus days of really scary access to the most sensitive data. And then you add in this Palantir aspect where they're now giving millions and millions in contracts to that company to also go through data. And it really has been, as this friend of mine said, and I tried to write, a true digital coup. So this whole narrative, oh, he left and what a failure. It was never about savings. Clearly, this was about something, unfortunately, far deeper and long term, I worry, more meaningful. In a negative way than the way it's been largely covered in recent months.
I think the problem with describing this and discussing it is the level of abstraction here, David. I remember watching the movie The Lives of Others. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It was about life in East Germany. It's dubbed. It's in German. But it's probably one of the most profound and shocking movies I've ever watched my whole entire life. And it's about life in East Germany when one third of the entire country was spying on the other two thirds, and how the government, at that time it was Vladimir Putin's government, was aggressively gathering information on everybody and then using that information to embarrass people, blackmail people, threaten people, withhold things from people that they knew that they wanted. Right. How might this play out in the United States if Palantir, Peter Thiel's company, or if Musk spirited that information back to X and to Grok, his AI program? I mean, is this the sort of thing where, you know, the average American might discover that suddenly their personal tax information is being used against them, or the data on which drugs their doctor prescribes to them becomes public? I mean, why should we care?
I mean, again, not to scare everyone, but yeah, if you think these folks are acting in good faith, then you shouldn't worry about those things. But to the extent we know they're not, they, in theory, have gained access to all the things that we, you know, involuntarily, for the most part, because there's certain information we provide when we pay taxes and take out student loans, and if you get, you know, other benefits from the government. This is all information we basically are obligated to give. And now it's in the hands of Musk and his people, and apparently, if not already, soon enough, Peter Thiel and Palantir. And that could be, you know, used, as some have already said, for some forms of mass surveillance, which would come out of that combination of data being in the hands of those entities. It could be useful for exploitation. There's very little transparency about where it's going. If you watch Musk closely, it's clear that he's not just about the United States. Who knows whether other foreign entities are getting access or paying for access to the same data. So I think it is very dangerous, and I don't think we really even know where it will all go. But I think you're right about it being thought of vaguely and not specifically. When you look at what past authoritarian governments did without even the technology we have today, it was very intrusive, and I do worry it could get worse. I was at a conference on Monday, and someone described it as all of this is a profound innovation of the autocratic playbook, where you used to have this sort of oligarch autocrat model, and the oligarch was outside of government and the autocrat was inside. And here you've almost created this parallel system, but where the oligarch is sort of sitting atop this sort of data civil service with all that information. So it really is sort of a new phase of some of those older models that you described from that movie.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I can see where it would be useful information, very profitable information for Musk or Jeff Bezos or whatever. I mean, you know, to know. For example, they have access to all our DMV information. So they know if they wanted to market to everybody who owns a Toyota in the United States, they could do very targeted marketing. If they wanted to market to every man who's ever taken an ED drug or every woman who's ever used hormone replacement therapy for menopause or any teenager who's ever, you know, been treated for acne. I mean, you know, they can super micro target us now to sell us crap. I totally get that. And that has been the basis of Google's business model forever. You know, you start Googling acne medication and suddenly you're going to get, you know, ads all over the Internet for acne medication. So, we've kind of gotten used to that. And that seems relatively benign compared to how data could be used by a repressive government. How do we make those examples, and what examples can you imagine of ways that this data could be used that actually can destroy people's lives or cause them to not engage in behavior that might confront government?
Yeah, I mean, the one area that, because again, when you mention the specific department, sometimes that gets lost, but once you start telling someone who took out a student loan, all that payment information, the amount you owe, that your, you know, the pay, the information you had to provide in order to, you know, either pay or not pay or defer payment, that's all available. So that's very private, personal sort of financial information that all of a sudden could be in the hands way beyond the part of the Department of Education that, that you were dealing with. I mean, you start getting into those specifics, and I think it becomes sort of not hard to imagine where that might go. And as you said, there's a massive value to this. I mean, there's a reason why Elon Musk was literally willing to give up $1 million. Remember these little lotteries he had, both at the end of the presidential in Wisconsin. He would pay $1 million because he wanted people to sign up for these petitions he was putting out there, because that data really mattered and it helped him think through election stuff. When candidates try and, you know, take a simple email list or telephone list and communicate it with it for a campaign, those lists are now invaluable in politics, and people have to report the value of those if, let's say, they swap them or something. So as you said, this is very rich data. It could make some people a lot of money, as we're seeing, but could also be used, I think, by a ill-intentioned government or, you know, companies that are part of this sort of whole bizarro, you know, billionaire world we're stuck with now that's tied to the hip with Trump. You never know how private entities might also use it in the wrong way. So it really is, you know, and the bottom line is, for 100+ days, we've seen them basically ransacking through all of these data sets and all these different departments. And you know, I don't have any faith that they didn't grab a whole lot of this data. The courts would stop them to some degree, but it largely, I think, either was too late or ended up happening. And it's out there now. And
it seems that knowing somebody's financial history and knowing their medical history and knowing their legal history, you know, I mean, right down to, you know, right. the police got called for domestic disturbance or something. While it may not be so much of a threat to the average person, it seems like for many politicians, this could be this could be the stuff of political blackmail. Why are politicians more freaked out about this?
You know, it's interesting. I do think there is potential longer term that this becomes politically damaging for the right. I mean, this is you know, if someone's a sincere and authentic, truly a libertarian, this entire conversation should be sending them, like, you know, through the stratosphere.
Yeah.
And my hope would be that you start to see some on the right understand that, again, a mega database of all Americans is something that probably scares most Americans if they understand that's what's being done. Right. And my hope is it does create some longer term coalition of people and maybe some responsible bipartisan members of Congress to say that this is just far, far too much in Trump for their own self-interest. I mean, I don't. Yeah. You know, it certainly, we know how Putin operates. It's all about compromise.
Right.
It's not hard to imagine that being a more and more dominant part of U.S. politics down to individual politicians. So if it worries them directly, but also the broader sort of libertarian strand, and I don't mean this is a negative, but in a positive way, that Americans don't believe government in America, at least, should have this kind of information, let alone use it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
My hope is there is some group speaking out against it.
I get it. David Pepper. Check it out. Pepperspectives. DavidPepper.substack.com. Sign up for it. David, thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day, the banality of evil and how it creeps in, and your calls after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been revisiting election denial hotspots this week, 5 years after the 2020 election. Monday, June 9th, a civil trial begins against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, accused of defaming former Dominion Voting Systems election security expert Dr. Eric Coomer. Coomer, former director of product strategy and security for Dominion, found himself accused in a conspiracy theory claiming Coomer admitted rigging the election and his life was threatened. Broadcasters, podcasters, Lindell, and others allegedly repeated the claim, resulting in Coomer bringing 5 suits, 2 in Denver District Court and 3 in Federal District Court. 2 defendants, far-right broadcasters OAN and Newsmax, settled their cases with Coomer. Others tried to use Colorado's statute giving courts the power to dismiss meritless defamation cases where defendants prove they are exercising free speech. So far, the courts have found for Coomer, and his cases were allowed to go forward. Lindell told The Bulwark that he would be taking the stand in his defense. The witness list also reportedly includes former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, convicted of giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion ballot tabulators to investigators tied to Lindell. Lindell told a D.C. federal court in April he could not afford the judgment in the case he lost to voting systems company Smartmatic. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're still turning and tossing all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. I am one of them. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just go to CB Distillery and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CB Distillery, promo code for 25% off on your entire purchase, TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Human dreams, the towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and try.
take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors, a kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled The Normalization of Evil. We thought we were free. And I, you know, I quote extensively from Milton Mayer's book, They Thought They Were Free, where he went to Germany after World War II and interviewed 10 good Germans, you know, not Nazis, just people who made it through. And basically to a man, they all said the same thing, which was there was all this change. There were real reforms. There was a lot going on. And basically we all were waiting for the one big shocking event. And it never came. It was 1,000 little events, each one adding to another. And, you know, the same thing is happening here. I mean, Trump said he wouldn't commit to a peaceful transfer of power. We all gasped. And then he didn't when he orchestrated a coup. Now today, Republicans call it a tour or a protest. I mean, you know, Trump started calling undocumented immigrants animals and labeling judges and prosecutors scum. It horrified people. Now it's just routine. Trump praising Putin and Viktor Orban. That was horrific. Now it's just routine. When a federal judge's son was murdered by a Trump campaign volunteer, it shocked America. Now judges are routinely threatened, and Republicans won't even give the judiciary control over the Marshals Service. So, you know, this is the playbook. Fascism doesn't arrive with jackboots. It arrives with media and voter fatigue. And, you know, as Hannah Arendt said, the very banality and ordinariness of evil is its greatest weapon. We need to resensitize ourselves to these things. We cannot afford to just let this stuff slide. The antidote to normalization is resistance. And not just in the voting booth, but in the streets, in the courtrooms, in the classrooms, in boardrooms, in pulpits, at dinner tables, on social media. I mean, we have to regain our vision. We have to resensitize ourselves and regain and reclaim our capacity to be appalled, to be outraged. You know, when Trump says Democrats are vermin, we shouldn't just say that's Trump being Trump. We should say that's fascist rhetoric. When he promises to use the military against American civilians, we shouldn't just shrug. We should organize. When he tries to turn federal agencies into tools of vengeance, we need to fight back. When armed agents hide their identification in their faces the way cops do in dictatorships, we need to call them out. History will not forgive us for sleepwalking into tyranny, and our children won't either. Don't get used to fascism.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Instead, get loud, get active, and get in its way. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
If you get a chance to get outside and get some lawn work done between rain showers and smoke advisories, do you know if your yard fertilizer program is working? I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Wednesday. And today we're catching up with Doug Soldat. He's a UW Extension turf specialist. He's got some timely advice to help ensure that your lawn stays healthy from spring to the fall.
We recommend soil testing to know if you need phosphorus or not. In the vast majority of cases, you don't need phosphorus for general lawn maintenance. And then in terms of nitrogen, 2 to 3 applications following bag instructions is generally protective in the environment. So most of that nitrogen will get into the plant. If you get over 3 applications, kind of 4 or 5, chances are that you're losing some of that to the environment, which we don't want. And you're also creating a situation where your roots get shallow and then the plant gets more disease stress or water stress. So two to three applications of lawn fertilizer is about the right spot to be.
Doug Soldat along with us. He's a UW Extension turf specialist. You can actually catch the full conversation with Doug at MidwestFarmReport.com. Check it out on our podcast page. We'll take a look at how midday commodity prices are shaping up next.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my. Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Wednesday from Chicago, corn and soybeans are seeing a little pickup. Cash corn is up a penny and a half at $4.40 a bushel. December new crop corn is up 2 cents at $4.40 and a half. Cash beans are up 4 3/4 cents at $10.45 and a half. November new crop soybeans are up 4 cents at $10.25 and a half. July new crop wheat is sitting neutral at $5.36 a bushel. Class 3 milk contracts are moving in the other direction. The July contract is 26 cents lower at $18.96 a hundredweight. The August Class 3 milk contract, that's down 15 cents at $19.15 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
We are going to be dealing with more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires today. The sun will try to get through that haze this afternoon, 77. The smoke will let up tonight, and we'll get a break from that for a couple of days, 54 tonight, partly cloudy, 80 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
All of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. Louise adds it to our coffee every morning. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. With over 5 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, a 365 money-a-day money-back guarantee, getnativepath.com/Tom.
It didn't fall in a single night. No tyrant stormed the gate. It came by silence and stage light lies, and rage repackaged his fate. Each step so small we barely stirred. Too slow to fear or flee, we clung to forms and hollow words. We thought we were free. One by one the guardrails bent. The crowd just shrugged and stared. The crimes became the government. No one really cared. He caged the child, he praised the strong. He mocked our liberty. We called it news, then moved along. We thought we were free. Now the echoes sound like history, but this ain't black and white TV. It's flesh and blood and cowardice and what we let become routine. They called us safe, they called us brave, while killing truth in every screen. We thought we were free, but freedom doesn't come passively.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, great. Boy, Tom, your skills at doing these rants are getting better and better. And the one you did at 25 minutes after the hour about we got to call them out when they're saying fascist things. Can you rerun that once a day? That was a fantastic rant.
Well, you can read the print version of it at HartmanReport.com. It's at the top of the page. It's free. And of course, the song that Louise wrote is about that too, that I just played it the first minute of. So yeah, it's out there.
Well, give some thought to making that into a clip and replaying it once a day, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Nate'll be putting it up on YouTube. There's no doubt about that. So,
okay, here's why I'm calling, Tom. Hmm. We are so naive. I mean, this man, he already tried to take over the government once, and so now, He's going to fabricate an incident. He's going to declare martial law, and then it's going to be up to the military to decide whether they want to follow an illegal order.
I fear that you're right, Larry. I hope that you're wrong, but I am very concerned that you're right.
Yeah, but it's going to be up to a flip of the coin, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And we could lose this whole darn thing really easily. And so my solution is get your Congress people together, the folks that you like to have on the air, get Bernie and get AOC and form a panel so that we can start at least talking about the issue, that he's going to do it.
Yeah.
No, I get it, Larry. I get it. And I'm doing everything I can to warn people and shake people up and wake people up. It falls to all of us, every single one of us. We all have to be the messengers. Larry, thank you for the call. Renee in Sheridan, Oregon. Hey, Renee, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I wanted to call and give you an example of the roaring economy of Joe Biden compared to this failing economy of Trump. And I had an experience of buying a new mobile home from a factory here in McMinnville. And they told me it was going to be delivered between middle of June and July. And then all of a sudden they said, you got to get it right now. And I asked them why, and they said, we had a cancellation of order of 15 mobile homes, which equates out to about $1.5 million. So I go, wow, that sounds like it could be hurting this factory. And when I took a tour of the factory last week, there was in this a big hall where they make these mobile homes. It's like 300 by 300 by 60 feet high. And there was one mobile home there being finished. Mine was just finished just the day before. And one was left being finished. And when we walked through, the lady, my lady that I bought the mobile home through, she says, this is usually full. So it was empty. And I was shocked. And then later I asked her, how many workers do you have there? And she goes, well, I don't know. We have 29 stations. It's like a, it's like an assembly line. So they have 29 stations, probably 2 to 4 workers per station. So all these workers are idle. So I mentioned it to the planning lady at the planning department here for the county, and she says, yeah, it's been slow. We haven't had the activity here. And then
so like
I looked them up on the stock market, because this company is on the stock market, and they're selling at $62 a share from a high of 52 weeks ago, a year ago, was $116 a share.
Wow.
So, and they had built this big building like about a block and square, a big block square building, brand new, expecting this economy to go on of Joe Biden's. And I just thought that was so interesting. And then I was talking to a worker that's putting a pad in for my mobile home, and he said the union hall is slow too. No work. Yeah. So the trades, I believe I've heard, were the first ones to fall. The housing market, first ones to fall. So this is our economy now. So
yeah,
is that what you have you heard that before too? The trades.
I have, Renee, and I've been watching this. One of my kids is trying to sell her condo right now, and it is the worst housing market for sellers right now since 2019, apparently. And
wow.
And or maybe since before that. And I've noticed, with advertising on this radio program, and I've noticed with signups for my Substack newsletter, or at least for the people who sign up for the additional paid things, that the revenue has just flattened right out. And I was having a conversation yesterday with a woman who's been on our program before, who also has a Substack newsletter, and she actually reached out to me and said, I'm completely freaked out. All my the revenue has just flattened out. And we were trying to figure out, is it the summer? Is it people just burned out with Trump fatigue? Or is this an early warning indicator of a recession, a really severe recession that's on its way? And I think it's the latter. And your story confirms for me that that's what's going on. We're going to see massive in price increases and shortages on Chinese goods and Asian goods coming into the country. You got Trump now just jacking up tariffs on steel and aluminum. So Canada is basically going to stop trading with us. You're going to see the price of cars go up dramatically. I think that by Christmas time, we're going to be in a hell of a mess as a result of the policies of this Trump administration. And then to compound everything, If these guys can't pass a budget and the government shuts down, you're going to have a screaming disaster. And if they do pass a budget that has all the cuts in it that they want right now, not to mention, you know, the $2.5 trillion in deficit spending, it's going to be another mess. And right now, the bond market is freaking out. I mean, one of the problems, the Republicans have been doing this two Santa Claus thing since 1980, where when a Republican is in office, you spend as much as you possibly can, as quickly as you can, most of it in tax cuts for billionaires, and run up the national debt. And then when a Democrat comes into office, you yell and scream and squeal about the national debt and how our kids are going to have to pay it off. And that has gotten us to a $36 trillion national debt, which is, you know, greater than our GDP. Our GDP is only $32 trillion a year. So now we're at the point where other countries are saying, we're not sure you're going to be able to fulfill your obligations to redeem your treasury bills, your IOUs, your debt. And that's why I believe one of the reasons why the Fed is keeping the interest rates at 5% is because basically they can't sell treasuries for anything less than that. I mean, they've been trying to sell them for less than that, the 10-year treasuries and the 5-year treasuries for the last couple of months, and they're not having any success. And that is a sign that the United States is very close to something that could be really ugly, really messy. And, you know, if we default on treasuries, or if we see another 1 or 2 point increase in our interest rates because nobody wants to buy our treasuries, not only does it mean that we're spending over $1 trillion a year just on interest on the debt run up by three Republican presidents and their tax cuts, you know, Reagan, Bush, and Trump, but that we could be flirting with an absolute screaming, flaming economic disaster. Renee, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Noticed, you know, Louise and I have taken a couple of long, you know, vacations overseas, and we're suddenly getting all kinds of discount offers from airlines and cruise lines and things. I think people know that this economy is in trouble.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
The annual Alloway Fest Picnic and Car Show is back. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the 40th annual Fest is happening this upcoming Sunday from 10 till 3 p.m. There'll be food and refreshments, face painting, bounce houses, kids games, and the new zoo's Zoomobile. You say that 10 times fast. There's so much going on, I can't even list it all. Go to wgbw.fm and click events.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We've been revisiting election denial hotspots this week, 5 years after the 2020 election. Monday, June 9th, a civil trial begins against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, accused of defaming former Dominion Voting Systems election security expert Dr. Eric Coomer. Coomer, former director of product strategy and security for Dominion, found himself accused in a conspiracy theory claiming Coomer admitted rigging the election and his life was threatened. Broadcasters, podcasters, Lindell, and others allegedly repeated the claim, resulting in Coomer bringing 5 suits, 2 in Denver District Court and 3 in Federal District Court. 2 defendants, far-right broadcasters OAN and Newsmax, settled their cases with Coomer. Others tried to use Colorado statute giving courts the power to dismiss meritless defamation cases where defendants prove they are exercising free speech. So far, the courts have found for Coomer, and his cases were allowed to go forward. Lindell told The Bulwark that he would be taking the stand in his defense. The witness list also reportedly includes former Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters, convicted of giving unauthorized access to the county's Dominion ballot tabulators to investigators tied to Lindell. Lindell told a D.C. federal court in April he could not afford the judgment in the case he lost to voting systems company Smartmatic. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I have to tell you, Free Prints is one of my favorite advertisers because I've been using their products for years. I've been using their product, their Free Prints, for years. I've got my kids using them. You've taken gazillions of great photos, right? Your kids, your pets, your desserts. But then what? What have you done with them? Well, Free Prints is a free app for your iPhone or Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints every year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. It's less than 10 bucks. Want something larger? Easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just Free Prints. With more than 1 million 5-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
Made out of gold, said today the people triumph and the truth is what I'm told. Fox and friends were weeping. Rudy poured champagne. They lit a fire of cheeseburgers and danced in the acid rain. It's Liberation Day,
says the guy with 91 at nightmare.
He's freed from all the rules. Laws are just suggestions, right with the Bible upside down and his fist up in the air. He freed us from democracy and common sense and care. He rode a golden golf cart down Fifth Avenue with flags that said you're fired and a mob dressed red, white, Q. They banned all books but Art of the Deal and maps now Magalore. 2 plus 2 is fake news and 3's just deep state war. Oh, say, can you see through all that spray tan mist?
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. So I thoroughly enjoyed your earlier guest talking about Doge and what is essentially the data theft of the citizens of the United States.
Yeah.
But I wanted to kind of flush that out a little bit more.
Thank you.
Bear in mind that Tesla has onboard vehicle computers. And I don't want to paint Tesla as the only source, but think in terms of, I want people to think in terms of Elon Musk's business interests. So Teslas have all these computers on board that measure internal occupants. So they get the biometrics of the driver, those stay awake systems are making sure that your eyes are not closing. Well, they're also gathering biometric data about your eyes and your facial features, the weight of the passengers in the seats, how many passengers you have. There's all sorts of internal biometric data that's being taken, as well as external data, because we've seen footage of cars where somebody backed into a Tesla or something like that, and the camera that's external facing captured that information. But it's not only capturing that information when there's an accident, it's capturing it 24/7, 365, wherever that car is.
Right.
So, but if you consider, that's limited by the owner and where the vehicle is stationed, right? It can only capture the information that the owner essentially makes available by using the vehicle and where they park it, okay? Now consider that apps let the owner of the app or the issuer of the app live on your phone collecting data 24/7, 365. So now it's capturing who you call, when you call, captures your text messaging content, any other, you know, what games you might be interested in. It'll capture shopping you do. So if you're using a payment app that's on the phone or using it as a payment platform.
And your mail providers now are offering a special feature where we'll help finish your sentence for you. And in order to do that, they have to literally read every single word in every email that comes in and goes out. So they've got everything. They know everything about you.
And you can't turn that off anymore, by the way. Recently, that was brought to my attention, that autocorrect, which used to drive me crazy because it would change anytime I was upset, you know, a certain word would turn into the word duck. And now I can't turn that off because no function.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now you think about all of that, and now you have Elon Musk's Starlink collaborating with cell phone companies. We know that they're doing a beta test with Verizon, and they're doing a beta test with T-Mobile.
And they're with Apple, too, with the hardware provider.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So add all of that, and when you add government data, which, as your guest said, you know, it tends to be more accurate because you can't really lie to the government,
right?
Now there's a potential to use that government data to verify other potentially inaccurate data that it gathers from all those sources I just discussed.
Mm.
Imagine what kind of profile he can sell to anybody who's willing to write the check, and I mean anybody.
That's right. Yeah. In this country or outside this country. And the more they know about you, the easier it is to micro-target you with email messages and social media messages that will not just influence your buying behavior, but influence your voting behavior.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so
exactly. I just kind of wanted to flush out the picture a little more fully.
Yeah. People have no idea. I mean, I wrote this book, The Hidden History of Big Brother, and I was shocked when I was doing the research for it at the size, this multi-billion dollar data industry that is completely a black box. Nobody, you know, you can't get into it. You can't see it. You don't know what they have on you, but they've got gigabytes of data on every single one of us, and it's all for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you and I can't buy it. Only big corporations can. Marie, thank you. Thank you for fleshing that out. I appreciate it. You always bring the goods when you call in. It's truly a pleasure having you call. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. We'll be back on the other side. Chaos everywhere. Is this the beginning of the unraveling of Taco Trump?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today.
Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Colorado, the number of people injured in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally has gone up.
Now up to 15 plus a dog as well. The age is now 25 to 88 years old. Most of them are minor injuries. Two are critically injured. They are still getting treatment for burns that they received in this. But
ABC's Alex Stone, suspect Mohammed Solomon, will be back in court tomorrow to face additional charges. Federal prosecutors in California announcing the arrest they say is linked to the Palm Springs fertility clinic car bombing last month. Daniel Park of Washington State is accused of providing material support, including chemicals, federal prosecutors say, to a terrorist. The primary suspect, Guy Bartkus, died in the blast. President Trump, in a social media post, says he spoke briefly with Russia's President Vladimir Putin today and says the Russian leader signaled he'll have to respond to Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian military airfields. This is ABC News.